I can hear somebody say, well, Colin, I was really helped by that verse you quoted yesterday. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. But then I read the whole verse myself, and you left some out. And that really troubled me, because when I saw the rest of it, I really got panicky or depressed. I can hear somebody saying that. Let me tell you right now, this is Colin Cook and How It Happens. This is a broadcast on the good news of Jesus, our Savior, of how the good news impacts our mind so that we can start talking faith into our mind and straightening it out. Now look, my friend, that's what faith training is, and that's what we do here on this broadcast. I'm not here to inspire you, but to train your faith, as I'm seeking to train mine. So what is this part of the verse that I left out? Actually, I didn't leave it out. I just haven't got to it yet, and I'm at that point now. Listen, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And I can hear that person say, ah, you see, Colin, that's the problem. I want to believe this verse, that there's no condemnation, that I'm in Christ Jesus. But you see, I don't walk according to the Spirit. I'm walking according to the flesh. I still struggle with sex. I still struggle with drugs or alcohol. I still struggle with food or with worry and anxiety and anger towards my relatives. And I get all upset. And I still am so depressed and with my job. And I just wish I could chuck it and just live free and retire. Well, yep, I hear you. But you determine, don't you, that because of all these struggles that you go through and all of these internal conflicts as well as external ones, that you're not in the Spirit but in the flesh. Oh, my dear, dear friend, how long am I going to keep teaching this? I'm just teasing you, because I'm as impatient as you are, or at least I'm as blind as you are. Yeah, you're blind and we're all blind. If we get faith in focus 5 minutes a day, we're doing pretty well. You've heard me say that quite often. What this... well, okay, Colin, start again. You hear me say so many times, context, context, context. I have a friend who's a real estate agent, and he would say, location, location, location. Well, yes, and this is what I say, context, context, context for this. What is it to walk according to the Spirit and walk according to the flesh? Friends, Paul has spent several chapters now, chapter 5 and 6 and 7, and he came to the high point of it and in the latter part of chapter 5, where he states that we are either in the kingdom of Adam, in which sin and death reigned, or we are in the kingdom of Christ. Let me remind you of some of those verses. Therefore, verse 12 of chapter 5, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin. All right, you have that? One man and his wife brought in sin and death into this world. So that, verse 14, death reigned, and that death brought judgment. Verse 16, which came from one offense, resulted in condemnation for all. And verse 17, one man's offense, by one man's offense, death reigned. Not just death at the end of life, although that's horrendous, but all the million deaths we go through in our lives, the disappointments, the griefs, the sorrows, the losses. And verse 18, as through one man's offense, judgment came upon all men, resulting in condemnation. Do you see? And verse 21, death, sin reigned in death. Now, with that in mind, read again that latter clause of verse 1 of chapter 8, who do not walk according to the flesh. Those who walk according to the flesh does not mean, friends, those who have problems in their lives and temptations and failures. It means those who believe that They're in the kingdom of sin and death, where sin is condemned by the execution of death and they are abandoned by God. You, dear friend, are not in that kingdom of death, because you now are in Christ Jesus. And all the troubles you go through, the temptations, the failures, and the harassment of life is all taking place while you are in Christ Jesus. You do not walk according to the flesh. You walk according to the Spirit. Paul's going to explain that walking according to the Spirit much more as this chapter goes on, but we can already guess, can't we, what he's going to say. Walking according to the Spirit is walking according to the kingdom of Christ now. I gave you several quotations about the kingdom of Adam described in chapter 5. Now let me give you some quotations from there about the kingdom of Christ. But the free gift, verse 15, is not like the offense. The gift by the grace of the one man came by Jesus. Let me read the whole verse. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by that grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, shall abound to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, but rather by one man's act of righteousness, many are declared innocent. We are declared innocent, my friend. By one man's offense and death reigned. Much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. We reign in life. We have a gift of righteousness. We are declared innocent. We are justified. There is no condemnation. You see, then, that to walk according to the Spirit is to walk in this kingdom of Christ's in which we believe there is no sin and death, even though we should be tempted. Now look, take this seriously. What happens if we're in the kingdom of Christ and we are tempted and we do sin and we do get discouraged and disheartened? Do we say, oh, we're back in the kingdom of Adam, the kingdom of sin? No, we say, Father, I thank you that because I'm in the kingdom of Christ, this failure, this defeat, this overwhelming depression no longer has power. I praise you and I embrace the truth by faith that there is no darkness in the kingdom that I am in. And that humanity that I feel, that's where the darkness is felt, but I praise you that it has no power. And Father, I have sinned, but I praise you that you do not condemn me. And therefore, I am more free to repent rationally and sensibly and calmly, realizing that this is not good and beneficial and helpful to him or her or me. Or you, dear Father. And so we are able to reason ourselves to realities in the kingdom of the resurrected Lord, because we're not under this crushing power of condemnation, which makes reasoning impossible. We're just too panicky. You see, then, so here he says in verse 21 of chapter 5, so then as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, you and I must embrace each day the truth that grace is reigning. Now, I don't make it reign, R-E-I-G-N, reign as a kingdom, do I? I'm simply a subject of the kingdom. I don't make it reign by my faith. I don't make Christ's righteousness reign to eternal life. By faith, Christ does the reigning. He sits upon his throne of grace. And I am to say, Father, I now know that I am subject to a new monarch. I'm not subject to Satan, the old monarch. I'm subject to Christ, the new monarch. And therefore, I know that there is no power in this failure or defeat or worry or anxiety or struggle to defeat me, or rather to bring me down into condemnation and death. It may defeat me physically, but I can bounce back from that and learn to do better next time because grace is reigning. You see, then, this is what it is to live according to the Spirit. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I must redirect my mind. I must re-educate my mind. I must speak to my mind. I have authority in faith in Christ to redirect my mind. Do not, my friend, be a subject or a victim to your mind. You know, I often see this in regard to health matters. I see these advertisements on television and all these drugs that you need for this, and don't think you can deal with your own health. See a doctor and all of that. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to see a doctor. You may not have to see a doctor sometimes, but I am saying this. The pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, the government is making us, whether they know it or not, all victims. These organizations are developing a victim mentality in which I think I can do nothing for my health except to see a doctor or a pharmacologist or get a drug or whatever. My dear friend, don't develop that attitude in regard to your faith. You are now in the Spirit. You are not subject to the laws of the kingdom of Adam, and therefore you may assert yourself. Your mind will say you're hopeless, you're no good, you're condemned, you're stupid, you're an idiot, you're lost, God doesn't love you, and you say no. I will not listen to that nonsense in my mind. I have a new authority. I am a subject of the kingdom. Christ reigns. And he has made me a prince or princess, and therefore I will speak into my mind what is true, and my mind will not speak into me. Wonderful, my friend. That's the assertiveness of faith in the grace and good news of God. Now, my friend, it's time to invite you to a privileged position. You know what that is? The privilege of being a partner of this radio broadcast. You know, you live in Denver and the surrounding areas, or perhaps the surrounding states. You are privileged to listen to this broadcast. It is not often that the gospel in its purity is heard in this manner. I'm not telling you that in some bombastic way. I'm not saying I'm a great teacher-preacher. I am simply saying I'm sticking with what it says right here, and as I do, then the purity of the gospel comes out because God inspired Paul. Now, my friend, what a privilege, then, that you and I have. Now, many people can hear this broadcast on the web. By the way, that's faithquestradio.com. They can hear it any time. But on this radio broadcast, you're privileged to be in Denver. And that privilege might lead you to say, well, I should support this because it needs support and others may listen by my support. So I want to ask you to consider donating at an amount that is convenient and workable to your budget. Maybe it's just $10, maybe it's $20 or $40 or $50, maybe it's $100 or $200. Please become a partner of this radio broadcast and send your first check to Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. That's Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. Thank you very much, my friend. And I'll see you next time. Cheerio and God bless.